This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The Biden administration is putting the focus on science as it outlines the next steps in fighting the coronavirus pandemic, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
COVID-19 has already killed more than 425,000 Americans, and new CDC chief Rochelle Walensky says as many as 90,000 more may die in the next month.
I know this is not news we all want to hear, but this is something we must say so we are all aware.
President Biden has pledged to be frank about the road ahead and let science dictate the path. It's a stark departure from what became the Trump show the past 10 months, with the president routinely undermining public health officials. In a bid to rebuild public trust, the virtual briefing today featured Walensky, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and leaders of what is now called the White House COVID-19 Response Force. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Union's dispute with AstraZeneca has intensified, with the Anglo-Swedish drug maker denying the EU's assertion that it pulled out of talks on vaccine supplies. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The drug maker says the figures in its contracts with the EU were targets that couldn't be met because of problems in rapidly expanding production capacity. The EU, which has 450 million people, is lagging badly behind countries like Israel and Britain in rolling out coronavirus vaccine shots. The spat has also raised concerns about vaccine nationalism, as countries desperate to end the pandemic and return to normalcy jockey for limited vaccine supplies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, stocks took a tumble, with all three major indices closing more than 2% lower. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 2.05%. The S&P fell 2.53%. The Nasdaq lost 2.61%. This is VOA News. The new top U.S. diplomat, Anthony Blinken, is pledging to work with core allies and partners to confront complex global challenges while investing in a diverse and inclusive American Foreign Service. Blinken was officially welcomed to the State Department Wednesday for the first time as Secretary of State after the U.S. Senate voted 78-22 Tuesday to approve him. In remarks to State Department employees, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said U.S. leadership is back.
America's leadership is needed around the world, and we'll provide it, because the world is far more likely to solve problems and meet challenges when the United States is there.
Blinken has pledged to be a leading force in the administration's bid to reframe the U.S. relationship with the rest of the world after 4 years in which President Donald Trump questioned longtime alliances. The UN Refugee Agency is appealing for $100 million to provide protection and support for thousands of African refugees who are risking their lives trying to reach and cross the Mediterranean. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UNHCR's $100 million strategic action plan and appeal covers 25 countries that are related to the movements of refugees and migrants. Vincent Costel, the UNHCR Special Envoy for the Central Mediterranean Situation, says the aim is to assist the refugees along their way.
Investment in better services and in protection must take place along the route and not only in coastal states.
The UNHCR is appealing to countries to strengthen safe and legal pathways for refugees, including through family reunification, which is a right under international law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says it is not a question of whether this year's Tokyo Games will take place, but how. Speaking after a meeting of the International Olympic Committee's executive board in Switzerland on Wednesday, Bach said that all steps possible are being taken to make sure the Olympics are safe. Bach said that the IOC is having to ask for patience and understanding from athletes, from the National Olympic Committees, from the Japanese people, and from everybody.
It is too early to tell which of the many COVID countermeasures will finally be the appropriate one when it comes to the time of the Games.
Bach rejected any suggestion that the Olympics could be postponed for a second time or canceled entirely. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.